They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Hey, welcome to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. We are at the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association meeting. It's a conference and trade show, and it's in Southern California, and we're about to meet a Southern Californian who works for a family-owned company, brand new member of NTPDA, and his name is Tony Albin. Tony, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful to have you here, sir.
Thank you very much, and we're so happy to be part of this new group.
So tell us a little bit about you. What do you do at APC? That's the name of the company, yes?
Correct, yeah. So since we're a small company, six employees, I get the benefit of, you know, I get to do sales, I get to do billing, I get to do trade shows like this.
Wow.
And I'm just part of, you know, a little bit of every part of the business itself.
APC bearings. Now, when we talk about bearings, what's the utilization of the bearings that you are manufacturing? Are they industrial? Are they agricultural? Where do they go?
Great question. Our main focus on our bearings is ag and tractors, big diesel trucks. But we also make bearings for food processing and even chicken processing farms.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. What goes into making a bearing? I have absolutely no idea.
The best part of what goes into making a bearing is a good engineering plan. High quality materials get you to where you need to be.
All right. The process. So I'm spitballing here, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get steel. Is it rolled steel or is it bar steel?
It's going to be rolled steel.
Okay. Yeah. So you get that into the plant, and then you start to formulate these bearings. Do you use a mold process, or how do you do that?
You know, since I'm on this side, this side, they come to us beautiful and well-made. And I haven't been to our factories yet, but we do plan to go soon.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Great question.
There he is asking a question that, anyway. So Charles is the owner of the company, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And your background, tell us about you. Where are you from originally?
So I'm from Southern California. I was born right across the street from Santa Anita Racetrack.
Ah.
Everybody knows the great race place. And my father was in automotive, and I grew up in automotive. And in 2015, I came and started to work for Charles, and then he slowly progressed me into an ag bearing salesman.
Got it. And so you're calling on wholesalers or end users?
We're calling on wholesalers. We travel the United States. We do 6 to 12 trade shows a year.
Hmm.
We also have two eBay stores where we can connect with retail customers. And then what we like to do is contact those eBay customers and then make them into a wholesale account.
Got it. Tony Albin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the sales manager for APC Bearings, a family-owned company based in California, where we are, as a matter of fact, for the NTPDA conference and trade show. What do you think so far? This is your first time here with the conference and trade show, and we happen to be in your backyard, so you guys decided to come join us.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, we are having the best time. This is a one-of-a-kind. I wouldn't even really call it a trade show. I would call it a family get-together. Immediately when me and my wife stepped on the property, we were greeted. And we were just brought in and, you know, part of the whole event. It's laid back. There's great food, great location, and we just can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, there is something special about this association. These people compete against each other often, but they also do business with each other, which is kind of crazy. But they are familial to the standpoint, you know, they'll do business, and then they'll even vacation together, for crying out loud. So this is a very tight-knit group. And we're certainly grateful that APC Bearings is part of it. So we're about to wrap things up here in Southern California. Next year, by the way, we will be in New Orleans for the 40th anniversary of NTPDA. Hope to have you there. That would be cool.
Yeah, we're already talking about it, and we hope to be there as well.
You know, one of the things, and I think you would agree, Tony, is that one of the magic things about doing business, and I don't care if you're selling widgets or self-weasel winding torque inducers, you know, it's all about relationships, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What have you learned from your experience in sales? Is that kind of the bottom line?
Absolutely. Especially here, I have had more booth visits here than I've had at a lot of other shows.
Really?
And once you become friends and you have a good time together, the business just seems to follow naturally.
His name is Tony Albin, ladies and gentlemen, the sales manager for a company called
APC Industries.
You know, I have that written down, and I go, where did I write that down?
We're a team, brother.
He comes to the rescue, ladies and gentlemen. So, Tony, thanks so very much for, first of all, being part of this experience, but also say hi to Charles and his family for us, and we certainly do hope to see you when we get to New Orleans next year. Tony, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the voice of Tony Albin, who is the sales manager for APC, a relatively new member for the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association. And yes, we will have links to APC up on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tony Albin, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.